Boom, shaka, laka, boom. You're tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It's Thursday morning here in central Mississippi. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards, streaming worldwide and live on WYAB.com as well as the TuneIn app and Alexa. If you ever are streaming at WYAB.com and you can't get in, it appears the stream has crashed. It hasn't technically crashed. We just have so many online listeners that it's run out of space. I didn't know that was a thing. It's a thing. You can go to the alternate stream. There's plenty of room there. Download the TuneIn app, or if you have Alexa on your phone, use Alexa, say stream WYAB, and boom, there you go. I would tell you a little trick, though, about the TuneIn app. When you download it, like a full-size screen pop-up comes up that looks like you're having to force to sign up and pay. You do not. There's a little X somewhere on there that you can X out of, and you could use it for free. The ads, frankly, they suck. It could be in the middle of me talking. But hey, some clay is better than no clay. Right? Good morning to everybody. Hope you guys are doing good. Real quick, let's talk about what's for lunch today at a couple of our great sponsors before we get rolling here. Because, I mean, if you're like me, you wake up, you get that first cup of coffee, whatever it is you do in the morning, and within about 20 minutes, you're thinking to yourself, well, what's for lunch today? I know working at the car dealerships for 12 hours a day, we would get there, we'd get through our god-awful sales meetings, then we were immediately like, where are we going for breakfast? And no sooner than breakfast settled, we're planning lunch. Now, of course, we were never any of the salesmen of the month because we spent half our day thinking about what we were going to eat, and we weren't really ready to work till about 2 o'clock after the food coma wore off. But you're probably thinking about lunch, and we've got two great lunchtime partners here on the show. And the first one is Martin's Downtown. Today's Blue Plate Special is their Mississippi Pot Roast. Now, I don't know if it's technically the Mississippi Pot Roast recipe with the peppercini peppers and all that, but it is pot roast and it's made in Mississippi. So therefore, it's a Mississippi Pot Roast. And of course, the full menu is available. They're serving the lunch from 11 to 2 every day. And they got a massive host of different sides available. Here's a sleeper. The mashed potatoes and all that are good, but let me tell you, that hash brown casserole is to die for if you are eating carbs. Try that. And you can always, if you're on a diet, you can always try different stuff over there that is carb friendly. I ate a full lunch the other day and it did not knock me out of ketosis, so kudos to Martin's. All right, that's right there downtown on Commerce Street, right at the corner of State and Pearl. You know where Martin's is. It's been there for 70 years. All right, let's move it to the county real quick, and I promise we're going to get started here. Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, three great locations, Madison, downtown Brandon, and, of course, the all-new Flowood location. Flowood right now serving breakfast, 6:30 to 10:30. Get by, try some of those chicken and waffles, Southern-style chicken biscuits, and more. Of course, the Blue Plate Special over there today is hamburger steak and country fried steak. You can stay in your ketosis as well at Burgers Blues Barbecue by doing the hamburger steak for lunch. And the burger of the day, the Clay Edwards Show burger of the day, is the let me move in a little bit here so I can see the screen. The Sonic Boom Burger. It's got lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles, mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, topped with fried jalapenos and hot pepper jack cheese. Two of my favorite things to put on a burger, pepper jack cheese and jalapenos. Give that a try today. Burgers, Blues, Barbecue. Again, check out their brand new location right there at Dogwood in Flowood. They share a building with Chipotle. They're right in front of Dick's Sporting Goods. You can't miss it. Go enjoy this great weather out on the patio before it gets too hot. All right. We got We got the business out the way. The Guns and Gear text line is 769-241-1944. Let me cut my air conditioner up a little bit. Getting hotter. I put it down on 69. All right, Guns and Gear text, 769-241-1944. The Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. I was coming in this morning, I was listening to Joe Rogan interview. I don't even know the guy's name. He's Andrew. Andrew, what's his name? Sidekick. That's terrible. Anyhow, they were talking about overtip or tipping. And we've kind of had this conversation on the show before. But how now everything, anytime you use a debit card or credit card, they flip the iPad over and passive aggressively ask for a tip when you're signing your name. Now, maybe that's just that the program they use, and there's no way to opt out of not asking for a tip with that. And it's a rewards program, too. I forgot what it's called, but everybody's using it now. What is the most awkward place you've ever been asked for a tip at that's not a traditional tip-style business? I'm just curious, because I'm just seeing it at the strangest places now. I mean, you know, we always accept restaurants. We get that, right? Then you got the coffee shops. Now these nutrition shops, you know, these teas and all that, these Herbalife teas and stuff. You know, I just feel like if I'm paying $10 for a tea, or coffee. I'm not picking on the tea places. I like them. But I just feel like, man, I'm paying $10 for this thing. Do I really need a tip? Oh, you know what? My buddy Corey just reminded me on the Guns and Gear text line. This is it. This is the one that got the sand in my crawl the most. We rented tuxedos, and they asked for a tip on the tuxedo rental. Look, this place gives great service. I don't want to pick on them, but it was Tuxedo Junction. Again, I will still go rent tuxedos from there, but I ain't tipping. I'm sorry. $300 to rent a tux, give or take. You got all you're getting out of me. Let's see here. Some more places here. Somebody said on the Guns and Gear text line, the barbershop. You know, I can go either way there. I mean, if you're really happy with your hair, I can get the barbershop. My girlfriend does hair, and her clients tip her. So I get that. If you're happy with your service and you want to pay and tip, I just don't like being asked for it. Your texts are pouring in. I guess we got plenty of political stuff to get in. Fret not. But, you know, we like to shift gears here a little bit every now and then and talk about real life stuff. That's why I call it reality radio. Getting tipped to death is part of reality now, so we're going to talk about it for a second. Let's see here. Somebody says Subway. I mean, that's wild. Blake says, I ain't tipping anymore. Who doesn't make their money up? I ain't tipping anyone who doesn't make their money off tips. Sorry, not sorry. I think that's how most people are starting to feel nowadays. Like, man, if you get a salary or an hourly, legitimate hourly pay, I don't know if I want to tip you. I mean, I'll tip you if I feel like I got overwhelmingly great service. It's like, you know what? That was above and beyond. You know it when you get it. You know when you get great service. So, let's see here. Kimberly says the crawfish place. I mean, I don't mind tipping at the crawfish place, but if I'm getting anything to go, that's the other thing too. Why am I tipping to go, folks? I mean, the boss man needs to adjust your pay that is not reflected on tips. Like the only tip you're getting from me in a restaurant is for me sitting down and you having to clean the table, get my drinks, bring me my food. I don't ask for much. I am not a picky person. I never complain about bad service. I just give people the benefit of the doubt. Dustin says, donut shop and takeout food with no service. Exactly. Exactly. Unknown texture here. The worst is paying $40 for a band t-shirt after standing in line for 30 minutes and then the merch person wants a tip. Yo, you're right. I forgot about that. I ain't bought a band shirt in a while. I was going to buy one at Poison up at Philadelphia a couple years ago, 4th of July weekend, but they didn't have any designs that I liked. They got so many cool designs you can buy online, but the ones they take out on tour with them suck. Bubba says, Walmart self-checkout needs a tip option instead of the star ratings. Hey, I clicked on a video last night and forgot to watch it, but it looks like Walmart and some of the big chains are moving away from the self-checkout stuff. Not because they want to bring back great customer service or anything. Apparently, it's a theft issue. Carrie on the Guns and Gear text line says, what about pickup orders, Kroger, etc.? I never know what to do there. I ain't tipping nobody at Kroger. I ain't using Kroger no more after they celebrated Pride Month either. So that's not an issue for me. I'll give y'all an example. Allen's Grocery Store. Love Allen's. It's my spot. I use Ramey's, Fairway, and Pillahatchie, and Allen's. I kind of rotate between the three. They're locally owned. It's good service at all of them. There's something I like about each one. Allen's, they take your it doesn't matter if it's one bag or 20 bags. They're taking it out to the car for you. Well, I never know what to do there because that is good service that I didn't necessarily ask for. And I don't really rarely have any cash on me, and it's not like you can add a tip. They don't ask for a tip. The young guys, they just load it up. They're very, very polite. There is a situation where I would tip a buck or two if I had it on me, but I never like having any loose ones because, you know, everything's plastic for the most part. I mean, I keep a 20 or so on me, but I ain't tipping a 20, and I ain't asking him if he has change. But that's good service. That's why I go to Allen's, because everybody there treats you like they know you by name. They take your groceries out to the car for you. I mean, they got a little gas station right in front of it too, but they don't pump your gas for you, but they may be missing a good opportunity there. But we got a lot of text on this. Let's take a break real quick. Come back. We'll weave in and out of this tipping thing throughout the show. I got some topics I want to hit. Meth heads. Methamphetamine junkies are costing MDOT $15.5 million to fix the interstate lights in Jackson. Let's talk about it when we come back. This is the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by our friends out at Men's Health of Mississippi. Hey, guys, let me talk to you for a second. Hey, ladies who are in long-term relationships or married to fellas, let me talk to y'all for a second, too. Guys, are you suffering from fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low sex drive, lack of a morning wood? You know what I'm talking about. Brain fog, sleep disturbances, not feeling very motivated, just kind of blah. You could be suffering from low testosterone. Your boy was suffering from a couple of those things. I won't say which all ones, wink, wink, a year and a half or so ago. Haven't got my levels checked. They were extremely low. Now they're not. And life is grand. Go out there and get your levels checked for free. Free testosterone screenings. And you only had to go there to set the appointment up. You grab a pen. Grab your phone. Type this number in. 601-327-8550. 601-327-8550. And just text the word FREE. FREE, all caps. And they're going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. And shout out to my buddy Felix. He turned me on to all this. He's listening right now. He reminds me every time. Love you, Felix. But hey, all joking aside, he did tell me about it. And he did vouch for it. And it changed my life. And I owe Felix a huge thank you for that. Because, you know, you hear about stuff And you're like, man, that's just more witchcraft, you know, more placebo. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to get off this real quick. About 12 days back into doing ketosis and a little intermittent fasting and this, that, and the other, and combined with the testosterone, man, I've lost 10 pounds since last Monday. 10 pounds. Really, since like last Wednesday, if we're being technical here. I get it. That's from some water weight and this, that, and the other. But, man, I don't remember losing it that fast the last time I did this. I'm going to put some of the credit on that testosterone. Even my daughter, like yesterday, I had to go run an errand with my daughter. She's like, you look better. Have you lost some weight? And I'm like, as a matter of fact, I have. I said, you must want something. You know, like I've learned, if you ever want to butter your girlfriend or wife or whatever up, you start the conversation with, have you lost weight? Even if they're not on a diet, they're like, as a matter of fact, I have. It smooths the runway for whatever's coming next. Anyway, text the word free to 601-327-8550. Get your testosterone screening today and get on the path to a happy life with a happy wife. You'll thank me later. All right. Somebody told me that I've been in Jackson too long. They believe Allen's Grocery does, in fact, pump your gas for you. Not 100% sure, so I don't want to sit here and say they don't and them not. I've just seen people out there pumping their own gas, so I'm not sure. Let's see. Bradley says, my guy, you can't brag on Allen's Grocery. I don't need them to get too busy. Best place ever. Yeah, they are, man. I love it. That sausage, you know, it's made right across the street at Vans. So if you ever got your deer processed at Vans, they make their pork and beef sausage for them over there. You can get the jalapeno and cheese, the pepper jack. I mean, the jalapeno and cheese, jalapeno and cheddar, pepper jack and jalapeno. Free plug for Vans this morning. If they would like to for Allen's this morning, if they'd like to advertise on the Clay Edwards Show, we would love to have an official grocery store. Email me, clay@wyab.com. All right, I got a ton of text here. Let's shift gears. Let's talk about meth heads and streetlights. This is WLBT talking about the state of Mississippi having to jump in and bail Jackson out again. MDOT getting ready to spend $15.5 million to upgrade Central Mississippi's interstate lighting system and to make it meth-proof.
Copper wire theft in the Jackson Metro has been the subject of two Three on Your Side investigations. Tonight, we're on your side with an update on the Department of Transportation's efforts to light up our interstates. Three on Your Side's Brendan Hall has the latest. Brendan?
In January, we told you that MDOT had awarded a contract to Garver Engineering, a firm that's currently assessing and evaluating Central Mississippi's interstate lighting system. Part of the firm's project includes putting nearly $8 million toward items that will make it harder for thieves to steal copper wire.
This is a permanent repair, so it's not a Band-Aid or anything like that.
If you've driven along a dark section of an interstate that runs through the Jackson Metro and wondered why the lights aren't turned on, there's a good chance it's the result of copper wire theft.
I've been here 14 years, and as long as I can remember, this has been an issue here in Jackson.
Michael Flood with the Mississippi Department of Transportation says MDOT's leadership decided years ago that it would be a waste of taxpayer dollars to continuously repair lights that had been stripped of their copper wire.
See, that's how I know MDOT's not ran by insane people. They don't keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over, expecting a different result while just getting the same result.
Because it would likely only be a matter of time before thieves struck again. But now, Flood says he's happy to report that progress is being made.
In recent years, we haven't had that good of an update. We've kind of been at a loss. So it's nice to be at this point where we are moving forward. And we do have a contract in place to not only change these to LEDs, but also have these preventative measures in place to prevent more copper theft from being stolen, and we'll keep our interstates lit up.
Some of those preventative measures include a monitoring system where MDOT is alerted if a segment of lights go out, allowing crews to respond immediately. Part of the project with Garver Engineering also includes doing away with bridge mounts and restricting access to wires by burying conduits underground and not having any junction boxes that are accessible from surface level.
We have a plan in place. It's going to be a process. We just ask everyone to bear with us and give us some patience and time to allow us to make those repairs.
And that process is expected to last for a number of months. Flood says he's hopeful the firm will get to the design phase of the project toward the end of the year, and then the implementation phase would follow shortly afterwards. I'm Brendan Hall, 3 on Your Side.
Have any other cities in the state of Mississippi had to have their lighting system meth-proofed? I'm waiting. Anybody else? And I'm using meth as a catch-all here. Crack too. Anybody? Gulfport? Biloxi? Canton? Even Canton's got streetlights. How's Jackson being outdone by Canton? Anyway, meth proofing streetlight, having to bury stuff underground. I did a live stream last night. I thought it was rather entertaining. Y'all guys can go back and watch it on my YouTube, on my Facebook, on my Rumble. Search Clay Edward Show. Or Save Jackson, either or. We talked about this a little bit last night. I would have thought I don't know, but to hear all these politicians talk about solar power and green energy, I mean, they got a huge solar power plant over in Scott County. I think they're going to build another one somewhere. I mean, to hear about all this solar energy, why do we even need copper wire in these lights? Can't we just put a little solar panel up on the top of them to run some low energy LEDs? I mean, I would think if solar power worked good for anything, it would be this right here. And you mount all the power related stuff up top. So, crackhead at minimum, a meth head, never underestimate the athletic ability of somebody strung out on meth, by the way. They'd have to climb up the pole with like a tree climber thing where they wrap it around and they shimmy up. I mean, so at least if one fell, we'd get a nice splatter. We're going to have to get cameras on them. That may be a cost, but surely we can just wire the cameras into the solar power. Should never quit working if solar works as good as people say it does. On the outside of my house, I have one of those little cheap, whoever had the house before me put it up there, and I've just left it. It sort of works. It's a little cheap light you kind of stick on the house, a little outdoor light, and it's solar powered. Surely we could do a bigger version of that, one of the big solar panels up there, and you don't have to put any copper in the ground. You don't have to meth proof any of this stuff. It's got to be cheaper than $15.5 million. They're replacing the lights anyway. They said they're moving over to LED. Do an LED with a solar panel. I don't know. Maybe the solar panels cost $15 million each. I've never bought a solar panel. Seems ridiculous to me. Let's see here. Somebody just followed me on Rumble. Thank you. Game on Wheels. Appreciate you. Game on Wheels. Is that the mobile? I'm assuming you're listening right now. Is that the mobile video game trailer I see around? I think that's a really cool idea. They go to birthday parties and stuff with all the video games. Somebody asked on the Guns of Gear text line, is Robin Hood considered a town or its own meth country? I don't know, man. I tell you what, I know there's some good people out at Robin Hood. I'm not talking to you. Good people, I'm not talking to you. I grew up in South Jackson, Byram. We had Lake Ridgely. What a strange development Lake Ridgely is. There's some really nice houses or really nice trailers back there, and then there's not. You could pull in Lake Ridgely and smell the ammonia. That's what they use to cook meth. You could pull in there and just smell it in the air. It's, y'all know how I feel about Jasco gas stations. If you listen to this show for more than one episode, if they ever build a Jasco in your neighborhood, it's too late. It's just too late. You pack up what you can, throw it in your car, get the hell out, save yourself. The bank will forgive you. I'm kidding. Don't take financial advice from me. I'm a maniac. Ammonia is the same way. If you pull in your neighborhood and you smell ammonia in the air, somebody's probably cooking meth. It's too late. Pack your belongings. Get whatever you can fit in your car. Get the hell out. So I know there's a lot of that out at Robin Hood. Unfortunately, with the goon squad gone, not keeping it under check, you know, one of the unintended consequences of shipping the goon squad off is Robin Hooders are running amok. Again, I know there's good folks that live out there. We're not talking about you. Touche to Late Ridgely. Let's take a break. Come back. Read some of your texts on the Guns of Gear text line. The text line is 769-241-1944. If you want to chime in this morning on the phone, the Mazda of Jackson phone line is 601-879-0002. Don't forget, every vehicle purchase at Mazda of Jackson comes with a limited lifetime powertrain warranty for free and no extra cost. You also get a free 43-inch TV with all purchases. Man, that's awesome. Free 43-inch TV and a lifetime powertrain warranty. That's good stuff. I'll tell you what, I don't normally do this, but let's take a call before we go to break here on the Mazda of Jackson phone line. Hey, good morning. You're on there.
Hey. I'm calling about the solar lights.
Yes.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, you know where Hugh Ward Boulevard is?
Oh, yeah.
They ran them all the way down the middle. They ran some solar lights on there. And we didn't have sunshine for about 2.5 weeks. And if you notice, on the sides of the road, they've got the regular power line lights. All of those were working just fine. But those solar lights without sun for 2.5 weeks, not a single solar light was working on Hugh Ward in the median.
Now, I took that into account. I should have said it. I did think about that last night. I kind of thought this through. I just figured that's a small sacrifice to pay than for the copper to get stolen out of them and go years and months without them. You know, every now and then you're going to have a little weather disturbance. It's kind of like going with DirecTV. Every now and then you're going to have some issues. But overall, it should work. You know, so no, look, great point, man. Great example on that. I appreciate you.
Yeah, good boy.
Have a good one, brother. Hey, look, you got to factor that in. There's going to be some outages here and there, but it's still better than having to replace the copper at a multi-million-dollar expense every time. Let's take a break. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by our friends down at A1 Gear and Auto, Florence, Mississippi. Get down there, see Justin and his team today. Whether you need brakes, you got a check engine light on, don't know what's wrong, or you have all-out catastrophic failure. If it has to be towed in, they can figure it out and get you back on the road. Well, maybe not today, but in a timely manner. But hey, what they really specialize in is your ring and pinion. So if you have any issues with your rear end, your front end, your transfer case, your four-wheel drive, any of that stuff, they got you covered. They've been a specialist in that department for over 17 years now. And they must be very, very well known in the Jeep world, because anytime you drive by, there's a half dozen or more Jeeps waiting for service or waiting for pickup. The Jeep community trusts them, and nobody puts their vehicles through more hell than Jeep owners. So get by there, check them out today. That's A1 Gear and Auto, Highway 49 South, Florence, Mississippi. Big white building, big red sign. You can't miss them. So I'm sorry, man. I feel like my voice is going out on me this morning. I've got like this itch right in my vocal box area that didn't start until I got on the air. I feel my temperature rising. I think I'm getting sick on y'all in live time here. And then sometimes you just need some fresh air. So we'll figure it out at some point. This is like Jordan's flu game. I'm going to get through this. We're going to have a great show. Let's read some of your text. Somebody, a mansplain texted in on the Guns of Gear text line, by the way, and said that if a neighborhood war popped off, between if a war between neighborhoods popped off, Robin Hood would in fact win that war. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that he's 100% correct. Robin Hood is a unified front. Operation Human Shield. Everybody knows everybody. It's a true community. All joking aside, like places like Robin Hood, those are a real community. Those are people that have lived there their whole lives. They know their neighbors. They've probably had kids with their neighbors. You know, like, and I'm not saying that to sound like as an insult either. I mean, like, there's a community that knows one another. You know, their families are all intertwined. You know, then you move to some of these like new neighborhoods around Brandon, and you probably don't even know your neighbor. I'm just using Brandon as an example. So yeah, you know, people joke around about it and whatnot, but it's a lot of perks to live in the same place your whole life. There's a lot of negatives too. Sometimes you need to spread your wings, get out, fly a little bit. I mean, I flew all the way from South Jackson to Brandon. Lost my wings when I got to Brandon. I was like, I don't need these no more. I've done all I can do. All right, thank you, Kim Wade. Let's see here. Some more text. Guns and Gear text line says, someone is building a solar farm off Highway 43 near Canton. Yeah, I mean, it must work sometimes. Look, I have no problem with solar energy as a backup energy source. But as the primary, that worries me. Sorry, I was reaching over trying to find a cough drop. They also said, Clay, if you will take some vitamin D3 daily, you will not have to worry about sickness anymore. Thank you for the reminder. I was, you know, back through COVID, we were taking the holy trinity of vitamins, B12, vitamin D, vitamin C, all that stuff, magnesium, zinc. I'm tell you what, speaking of magnesium, nothing you can take will make you sleep better than some magnesium at nighttime. As I'm saying this, I'm reminding myself I need to stop by and get some magnesium. I hadn't had any in a while. I've added melatonin back into my sleep cocktail. But man, when you first couple days of taking melatonin, it's like you wake up with a melatonin hangover. It's like, ugh. Man, but I do sleep good with it. But anyway, that magnesium, what is such a great natural muscle relaxer. You sleep so relaxed. And of course, zinc and all that really does help. But yeah, somebody said they're building a solar farm up there on 43. That's right. I may be wrong about this, but I think it may be the same company that has the one in Scott County. I want to say I maybe read that. Don't quote me. Yeah, so there's also a large one in Morton, Scott County, right? I'm calling Morton Scott County, so I think that's what I'm talking about. Unknown texture. Make an example when they catch a thief, and that will at least slow it down. Stop the zero bail nonsense. Hey, look, nobody here is a bigger champion of the make an example out of it theory, because you should always, even if you can only make an example, and it only makes an example out of that person, if the only person that learns the lesson is the person you're making the example out of, I think it's worth doing. But I don't think criminals really look back and say to themselves, man, they made an example out of Frank. You know, Frank effed around and found out when he stole that copper. I don't need any extra meth today. I just, unfortunately, and somewhat through personal experience, I can confirm that when you're a stark, raving, mad, methamphetamine lunatic, you're not really thinking about the consequences and repercussions others learned, about the lessons others learned in front of you. You're just thinking about, I want mine. But generally speaking, though, you're not incorrect. speaking of learning lessons, I had lunch with some Capitol Police officers last week, and we got into this conversation about Jacksonians learning their lessons, effing around and finding out with the Capitol Police. And like, word has traveled fast throughout Jackson. You, in fact, do not F around with the Capitol Police. Now, they've been up and running. Well, let's just give it a catch-all here, say about 2 years. now they're so scared that they run from them because they're scared they're going to die if they get pulled over. You have, in fact, taught people a lesson. You have made it. This is an example of making an example out of folks working. The thuggetry, the trash in Jackson is scared of the Capitol Police. Like, they know that CCID like the back of their hands. I ain't going down State Street no more. I ain't messing around over there. Capitol Police ain't playing. Yeah. Everybody's tag suddenly up to date. Riding through the CCID. They are not playing. They are doing real policing over there. And it is a beautiful thing. And isn't it amazing? When you just let police do police work, that magical things start to happen. Funny how that works. Just let them be cops. And I heard something the other day. I don't want to source this because it may be more hearsay than true, but I'm not afraid to discuss rumors on this show. Somebody said that, still, even though JPD is putting on a good front, a good show, the chief is saying all the right things, that they're still being told not to mess with people. Just don't mess with folks. I was really disappointed when I heard that, because I hope that's not true. I really do. Because I heard it from somebody I consider a very credible source. Said, man, we get these cops that came from JPD, and we're having to retrain them to work, basically. Because they've been trained not to, so to say. That's disheartening. That really is. That's not how you save Jackson. I mean, it's going to take an effort from everybody. We heard Sean Tindall speak the other night. I know people are like, well, screw Jackson. I'll never be in that camp. Now, I think Jacksonians need to learn lessons. I think they need to learn that elections have consequences. And they need to suffer from their voting patterns. I mean, I think migrants need to come take some of their EBT. I think migrants need to come get some of their free stuff. They just need to understand that you can't suck on the government nipple forever. There's going to be somebody that's going to come in and work a little harder than you for that free money, for that free stuff. You have to put in to get out. So I don't have a problem with making Jacksonians suffer. What I do have a problem with is allowing them to with no consequences or repercussions. There's still things I want to go do in Jackson. It's still our state capital. We still got the capital down there. The court system's down there. I mean, I don't want to deal with the court system, I can assure you. But the fairgrounds are there. There's still great restaurants. There's still some great businesses down there that didn't ask for all this nonsense. Anyway, Sean Tindall was talking about that stuff the other night, and it really just got me fired up. Because no matter what else, whether it's Trump stuff, and look, I know the Trump trials are going on. We could talk about that all day. The Supreme Court decision is going to come down today, I believe. He's not allowed to go be there. So it's going to be a very, very busy Trump news day. And I'll talk about it tomorrow. Sean's out of town, so it'll just be me in here tomorrow. We'll probably go real heavy national. Oh, crap. We got to take a break. I'll run over. Bye. Be right back. Boom goes the dynamite. So we do our two booms. We open the show with boom, shakalaka, boom. And we come back from the break, top of the hour, hour two, whatever you want to call it. With boom goes the dynamite. I like them both. I can't decide on which one I wanted to go with, so I went with both. Been saying them for years. Frankly, I have to credit. I'm not scared to talk about other radio people on this show. We don't pretend other stations don't exist here. We don't have that corporate structure where I can't acknowledge that there is other radio. One of my best friends has an afternoon drive show, sports, Jake Wimberly, here in town. I probably wouldn't be doing this. I would probably never got into this if Jake hadn't blazed the path from podcasting to radio and kind of showed me how to do it. Jake used to always say, boom goes the dynamite. It was always a hashtag. Hashtag boom goes the dynamite. Man, I stole that years ago and I made it my own. I got to give Jake a little credit there. Boom goes the dynamite. Or as a lot of you guys say, boom goes the tannerite. If for some unknown reason, ungodly, unexpected, unplanned reason, I ever had to take part in a gender reveal again, or using tannerite, sign me up. Ba-boom. I want people on the internet saying, did y'all hear them booms? You know, y'all don't realize because we're here in Mississippi and it's just everyday life. But it's the most Mississippi thing in the world to post on Facebook. Did y'all hear them booms over off such and such road? Yeah, girl, I did. I heard them all the way over at such and such. That is not normal outside of this place. Because we have so many rural areas that are so close to populated areas due to the boom of the suburbs out here. You can have like somebody who's had 100 acres of family land for multiple generations, and they build a neighborhood on the 100 acres the other family owned right next to it that sold. And they're still doing redneck stuff over here on that empty 100 acres, like blowing up tannerite. That was a big deal on Facebook over the weekend out in the Flowood area. Rumor had it that it was about, I know I talked about this Monday, I'm doing it again. Rumor had it that it was a gender reveal, but I've seen video from the incident, and it, in fact, was just rednecks doing redneck stuff. God bless them. Hope they're listening to the show this morning. Shout out to the Tannerite crew. All right, real quick, good news. Katie Stonington texted me yesterday. Stonington Farms, they have got the date on the books. They're coming back to Central Mississippi, and they got a special for you. That's that grass-fed, grass-finished, 100% mRNA-free, antibiotic-free, steroid-free, Mississippi-raised red meat. I'm just going to read her text straight up to you here. It says, good afternoon. This is Katie Stonington with Stonington Farm Beef. I will be going to the Jackson area, Florence, Brandon, and Ridgeland on Friday, May 3rd. The special for May is 4 pounds of ground beef in 1-pound packages, and a roast of your choice at 10% off. Just let me know if you would like to place an order. Well, Katie, I, in fact, would like to place an order. I got 30 pounds of beef last time. We split it with two other fam. Well, we split it. Girlfriend took 10 to her house. I kept 10. My buddy Johnny and his wife got 10. So good. Get you some grass-fed beef today. You can get literally 1 pound or one steak or one of anything, or you can get a whole cow. Check out StoningtonFarm.com. That's Stonington with two N's, farm.com. Go to view our cuts, and boom, it's got all the price. Boom goes the dynamite. It's got all the prices and everything right there. I recommend getting some of the bone broth. I don't want to bore you guys to death talking about diet and stuff. You know how it is. Once you get on a diet and you start seeing some success, it's like going to CrossFit. You got to tell everybody about it. You never have to ask somebody if they're on keto. Just wait about 10 seconds. They'll tell you. If they're on keto, CrossFit people are the same way. I used to make fun of them so bad, I had to apologize to CrossFit people. I'm no better. Anyway, try the bone broth. If you're fasting, it is a great way to kind of hold your appetite over during the day that won't break your fast. A little sip of bone broth here and there. They've got great grass-fed bone broth, which is amazing for cooking too. You know, talking about that roast. Cook that roast and some bone broth. Shut up and take my money. I want some right now. All right, man, back to other stuff. Joe Biden went full on Ron Burgundy yesterday, guys. Full on Ron Burgundy. Ron Burgundy's the Anchorman character. Y'all know the scene where Ron Burgundy just starts reading the parts of the teleprompter that he's not supposed to read. Joe Biden does it again. I have audio visual proof that he did it again. You know, I'm never above a little LOL Joe Biden. I don't care how much dementia he has. I don't care how mean it is to make fun of an old man with dementia. I hate Joe Biden.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Let's do it one more time. He said 4 more years. Pause.
Pause. 4 more years. Pause. 4 more years.
He read the pause. The fact they even had to put a pause in it to tell you all you need to know. But this is not St. Joe's first time doing that. I have audio visual proof of that too. I want to give Kim Wade a shout out too real quick. He told me where his cough drops were hidden. I do believe we'll be able to finish the show without me having to go full Jordan flu game. Here we go. This is Joe reading the teleprompter parts he wasn't supposed to read again back in 2022 when he said, repeat the line.
End of quote. Repeat the line.
He said, end of quote. Repeat the line.
End of quote. Repeat the line. 4 more years. Pause. End of quote. Repeat the line. 4 more years. Pause.
We got a dementia riddled madman with his finger on the red button. Thanks, Democrats. Appreciate y'all. Y'all spent the better part of 4 years, 5 years, screaming that Trump was going to get us into World War III. And here we are in World War III with a madman. Do y'all realize Joe Biden has not been in office for 4 whole calendar years yet? And he is taking more than a whole year, almost 400 days vacation. Almost 400 days vacation. Let's just be honest. Frankly, the whole damn thing's been a vacation. But he's been back home, wherever it is he lives. Not Scranton. Delaware. Been back in Delaware for at least a whole calendar year, for more than a whole calendar year, since he's been in office. He don't donate his money. He don't donate his salary to the military, to fallen military families. I got really upset the other day. They've been trying to play this narrative that Biden was talking about his uncle, his plane going down and being eaten by cannibals to prove that how much he loves the military. That was a lie, by the way. He did not get eaten by cannibals, and it did not go down in battle. The plane had engine failure, went down in the ocean. Body was never recovered. That's sad. I don't want to discount a fallen serviceman, but both things can be true. He could die in a plane crash, and Joe Biden could be a piece of crap that's lying about being eaten by cannibals. We just assume cannibals would just eat anything. Like, I don't think they just eat every bit of foreign white meat they see. You know how we are about Chinese fish? They're probably the same way about military servicemen, white men. Like, no, me don't want. I don't like the flavor. They don't put enough seasoning on their chicken. They're not grass fed. Anyway, but Karine Jean-Pierre, the gay black vagina, her words, not mine, White House spokesperson, have been telling everybody that Trump, they've been going with that lie that Trump said military people were idiots or something or another. Just more lies, vitriol. So anytime they get called out about Joe Biden lying, they just drum up one of their favorite lies about Trump. These people are evil. Evil. What's your favorite Joe Biden lie? call me on the Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Text me if you must. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. So let's read a few of y'all's text here. I got some Corinne Jean-Pierre. Gay Black Vagina that I want to play on the radio this morning. Saying how hard her job is. I bet it is hard. I mean, all joking aside, I bet her job is hard. Because, I mean, you got to sit there. And she's a communist. I don't have any sympathy for her. Just like I don't have any sympathy for Alec Baldwin dealing with the nonsense he's dealing with. Y'all got to watch that video. Y'all have got to go. You've got to go to YouTube, or not YouTube, Twitter, X, whatever, and type in Piers Morgan. Go to his Twitter page, scroll down 656 post, and look at the nut job lady that he interviewed last night about. She's the lady that accosted Alec Baldwin. Say free Palestine, Alec. Say free Palestine, Alec. You've got to see how she's dressed, or lack thereof. Mental illness, it is a real problem in this country anyway. Guns and Gear text line, Josh says, Joe would make a cannibal explode with gas if they ate him. Touche. Somebody, unknown texter, it's freaking elder abuse is what it is. I say, I don't think so. Joe is an evil person who's done a lot of evil things in his life. And the fact that they keep rolling him out there and they put him through this public humiliation, I have, again, no sympathy. Joe is a bad person. And I don't care if they embarrass him. This is not elder abuse. This is karma. And he's getting to be president of the United States, too, by the way. So again, zero sympathy. Now, do I have sympathy for people with Alzheimer's and dementia any other time? As long as they're not a bad person like Joe Biden. Joe Biden's an evil, evil, filthy person. Joe Biden hates y'all. If Joe Biden somehow or another wins this next election, by hook or by crook, if he's still president come January 20th, 2025, guys, they're going to start loading us up on trains. I'm just going to tell you. Or some version of it. We're heading to the gulags. We're heading to the camps. Because if we can't beat this, they hate us. I don't think that's an extreme point of view. It's a truthful point of view. I can't explain to y'all how important it is. Now, I know Mississippi's going to win. Mississippi's going to win for Trump. But, man, we really, really got to hope these swing states swing our way. Let's play this real quick. This is Corinne Jean-Pierre on some show telling us the job she's doing on behalf of America is hard. No, the job she's doing on behalf of the Democrat Party, getting up there with that spewing that propaganda lies with a straight face. She's got the most punchable female face I've ever seen in my life. She really does. I would never encourage anybody punching a female, but if her girlfriend, her stud, wanted to punch her and film it, I'd watch it. I'm just saying.
We're trying to get that because the job is hard. The job is hard. And it's hard not just for me, but for all of my colleagues. It's a difficult job, what we're trying to do on behalf of the American people for this president. And so it is not easy. And so sometimes we try to, like, have a little bit of fun.
Yes.
And so right before I walk out, we try to loosen up a little bit because what I'm about to experience at the podium is...
I'm telling you.
What she's about to experience at the podium, what, softball pre-planned questions from the left-wing media? The only quote-unquote right-wing person that gives her any pushback, or the only person she'll actually call on, is Peter Ducey. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Anything else I say next could be used against me in a court of law, so I'm just going to keep my opinion to myself. But I despise these people. My cousin Kitty texts in on the Guns of Gear text line and says, she is the female Chucky doll. Kitty, you nailed it. We got to take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back on WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. Do an ad read here, and I'm going to tell you about a rule I broke. It was necessary, so it's okay. Guys, Southeastern Power Sports has got you covered for all of your ATV, side-by-side needs. Want to buy a used one? Check with them first. They do keep some used pre-owned inventory there on site. Torn yours up, hit a mud hole you couldn't quite get out of. Get it over there. Let them get you back rolling today. Schedule an appointment. Drop it off. It's going to be in good hands. And look, you know what I love is? I love honesty. And Joe's going to tell you, man, this ain't worth fixing. But we'll do it. I'm just going to tell you, this ain't worth fixing. It's going to cost you more to fix it than it's worth. And look, sometimes that's just the way. That's just the way the ball bounces financially. You got too much in it not to fix it. But I love somebody who will just tell you, they ain't just trying to get a shaky for a dime. So get out there, whether you need it repaired, you just need basic maintenance, oil change, brakes, any of that stuff, battery. You need accessories. They can do lifts, wheels, tires, lights, sound system, all of it. On your ATVs and side-by-sides. Dirt bikes, too. But now, here's the only thing. Don't bring any of that Chinese stuff over there. They just don't mess with it. They work with the big companies, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Can-Am, Polaris, all that kind of stuff. They got you covered. That's Southeastern Power Sports, right there, Highway 51 North in Madison. If you're going north through Gluckstadt, you get back into Madison County, it's going to be right there on your right, about a mile down the road from Guns and Gear, Yandale Road, all that stuff. My estimation on distance may be a little off. It may be a half mile, maybe 2 miles, but it's going to be down there on your right if you're going north towards Canton. You'll see it. They got a four-wheeler out front with a sign attached to it that says Southeastern Power Sports. Some buildings right there to your right if you're going north. Check them out. Southeastern Power Sports, veteran-owned, retired police officer-owned, American-owned. How about that? American-owned. Southeastern Power Sports. All right, guys. So we had a conversation yesterday, Sean and I did, about, I've just noticed that the black Gen X crowd, the very people I grew up with, I'm a Gen Xer, the very folks I grew up with are also the angriest group of black folks. They're the most convinced that the entire world is racist. Now, not everybody, but there's a big chunk of them, at least the ones that I know in and around here. Maybe it's just a central Mississippi thing. Maybe it's not global. However, the comments on my TikTok would say differently. I was really polite. I'd say, guys, you know, we grew up breaking bread together, staying together, running around together, best friends. You know, where did it go wrong? I mean, I trace it back to Trump coming down that golden escalator with that beautiful Melania and announcing that he was running for president as a Republican. And saying that we weren't going to let Mexico send no more bad guys over here. I don't recall Trump saying not one negative thing about black folks. Not a single thing. He even gave y'all the platinum plan. You should be grateful, but you're not. You're mad at him. You're angry. You just got this scowl on your face all the time. Looking like those old angry civil rights folks, those civil rights pimps standing on the Capitol crying about Jackson water. Crying that they ain't got control of the water no more. What are you so mad about? You lived a good life. You grew up in a great time. Michael Jordan. Magic Johnson. Rap music became the number one most popular music in the world because white people embraced it. I'm just trying to figure out, like, where did the racism happen? that you got so bitter at the world. You most likely ain't never seen a Klansman. I hadn't. And the places I think they might be, I avoid. It takes effort to run into an actively loud, self-promoting racist. It really does. You know, to hear so often that everything and everybody is racist. I've never met a single person that started the conversation off with me and said, "Clay, I'm a racist, by the way." Not a single person has ever started the conversation off with, or anywhere in the conversation, started it, brought it up, or ended it with, I'm a racist and I'm damn proud of it. Not once, not one single time have I ever heard those words come out of somebody's mouth. But Black TikTok is mad at your boy. Well, that's fine. Look, I'll take those rage clicks. I've made a few $100 on that TikTok. They're just rage sharing it, rage listening. It's at 125,000 views right now. Almost 10,000 comments. I'll take it. You know, a couple folks have called the radio station mad. And y'all have heard me say, look, I've been very critical of the urban Black community, especially in and around Jackson, because I've seen what's happened here under their control, under their leadership. So I have not bit my tongue when handing out accountability coupons to the folks in Jackson, accountability awards. So I have teetered on the line, y'all's line, y'all's imaginary line of what racism is. I don't believe it. Being a realist and being a racist ain't the same thing. You know, I have to hear all the time about how evil white people are. I hear it all the time. Not you. If you even argue it, you're a racist. So when I call out the people who are controlling Jackson, clearly having an inability to control Jackson, I mean, it's obvious. It's not a lie. I'm not making that up. They can't do it. I can't help it that they're Black. They just so happen to be Black. But they're terrible at what they do. Anyway, my point being, it's comical to me that, like this TikTok, just asking a question, why are y'all so mad? You know, we grew up breaking bread together. And something happened when Trump came down that escalator and said he was running as a Republican and called out Mexico. They said Mexico, not Black people. You know, it kind of plays into my theory that Blacks are upset that anybody else can possibly be oppressed. Like, why didn't he say Mexico? It's too stupid to be stupid. That people can get, I know people can get offended. I mean, I knew what I was doing when I made the video. I knew there were going to be people upset. And I'm okay with that. But it's a real question, and I think that's why they're mad at me is we're calling it out. Like, what are you mad about? You grew up in the least racist time in American history, the 80s and 90s. I mean, there may have been some pockets of redneck racists throughout rural Mississippi. I'm not doubting that. There's a large pocket of racists right in Jackson, Mississippi today. Large pocket. But it's folks that are racist towards white people. But that's okay in y'all's eyes. So I'm just still trying to figure out what happened for you to be so upset if you were born in Gen X. You know, did you get through life? You ain't happy with where you're at in life. You didn't work hard enough. And you're upset about your standing in life, your lack of 401k, Now, you're still having to work. There's no retirement plan in sight. Hey, I'm right there with you. I mean, I'm angry too. But I'm not angry at y'all. I'm angry at myself for not putting in the work early on to be where I want to be today. I mean, I'm enjoying where I'm at. But I ain't exactly saving any money. I hope I don't lose my voice before I die. I hope I don't outlive my audience. You know, I would definitely be having to do this to the day I die. I'm not happy about that. But that's the way the ball bounces. I made a lot of bad decisions growing up. I ain't mad at black folks for my bad decisions. It feels like y'all are mad at us for your bad decisions. Every now and then you got to look at the mirror. You know, Polo, the cipher voice, used to always use the word accountability. Every now and then you got to look at that mirror and ask some accountability. I mean, he's having to deal with his accountability right now out there in the jail in Rankin County. He's being held accountable for his bad decisions, allegedly. Innocent until proven guilty. You know, so being angry at white folks because you're unhappy with where you're at in life. There's too many successful people of all races and ethnicities. It's too many people successful. It's too many people who I think college is a scam outside of a few things. But there's too many people who went through college, made good with their lives. There's too many people who started working somewhere offshore, for example, at an early age, stuck with it, making $300,000 a year, been out there 30 years, 25 years. You know, I'm just going to say this, maybe you put too much work into trying to be a rapper just a little bit too long. You know, I see a lot of guys around here, 40 years old, 45 years old, guys I know, black dudes I know, and you're still dressing the same way you did when you was 20 years old. Pants hanging halfway down your butt, Jordans, a wife beater, a flat brim baseball cap still kicked to one side or the other. I wouldn't hire you dressed like that. I wouldn't hire me dressed like that. I mean, at some point you have to grow up. Maybe that's why you're unhappy with where you're at in life. That's real talk. That's reality radio. Like it, love it, or hate it. You're going to hear the truth here. We'll be right back. Welcome back in to the soft, soothing sounds of the Clay Edwards Show. We've never make people mad. We never work anybody's nerves here. We're always calm, cool, collective. Woosah. Psych. Welcome back in to the most incendiary show on radio, the Clay Edwards Show, our last full segment of the day. It is brought to you by my friends over at iGear Optical out in Pearl. Man, go see my guy Bruce and let him get you fitted for some custom frames and lenses too, for that matter. He's gonna test these things out multiple times on you, make sure you get the exact right perfect fit. I'm gonna tell you, I've never had to wear glasses, but I understand the importance of them sitting on your nose properly, because you get a pair, you don't even realize it, but if they fit wrong, and you'll start getting migraines and everything. You're like, man, these dang cheap glasses. It's them causing this. You're not going to have that problem at iGear Optical. Everything's going to be custom fitted. It's going to have just the right amount of technology for your needs. They're not going to deal with your insurance company. They're going to deal with you directly. So go by. See Bruce and the team today. They fit glasses for you, for your lifestyle and your budget. Get your vision in gear today get your vision in high gear today at iGear Optical, located right there at 2630 Highway 80 East in Pearl, Mississippi. You can check out the website, iGearOptical.com. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 2. Tell Bruce Clay sent you. Good folks over there. Good folks. Support the people that support us. Agri Optical. So we're going to shift gears pretty hard here. I want to go to something different. I just ran across this. One of our great listeners, Amber. Y'all have heard Amber's been on my show before. Y'all follow her. If you got a TikTok, y'all follow her. It's Amber Alert 04. Amber Alert 04. Amber is great, great people. Amber's kids go to Rankin County Schools. I'm not sure which grade, younger. I think she's 5 years old, according to this angry TikTok I just found. I'm going to play this for y'all. And we're going to come back to it at the end, and we're going to talk about this is why these teachers should not be talking about this rainbow supremacy nut job nonsense to young kids. I can't think of a better example than what I just found by accident right here. This is Amber on her. This is local. Again, this is Amber.
Can you tell me how come when my kid decides to wear this to school because she's five and she's a girl and she's a...
By the way, it's like a little Hulu skirt that's multiple colors, similar to a rainbow.
Child, and she loves to dress up in all the dressy things. She comes home from school and she comes to me and says, Mommy, I can never wear that skirt again to school. And I said, why can't you wear the skirt again? It's so cute. And she says, because an older kid asked me, why are you wearing that skirt? Are you gay? What does gay mean? She's five. I'm honestly livid and I'm floored and I'm kind of pissed, to be honest, that I'm having to have that conversation with my five-year-old child that is in K-4 at school. I'm having to explain to her what that means because she's told she doesn't need to wear this skirt or asking, why are you wearing that skirt? Are you gay?
All right, didn't mean for the P word to slip through there. I missed that when I listened to it the first time. But neither here nor there. To her point, that's why this crap needs to be kept out of schools. And every time we talk about this, the rainbow supremacy gets all upset. Oh, you're anti-gay. You're a homophobe. You're anti-trans. Well, it's only y'all that are shoving a sexual agenda into an elementary school. I don't ever see straight strippers. Is that a thing? You never hear about straight people going and trying to teach five-year-olds about sex at school. You never see straight, normal strippers, women without penises, going to elementary schools and doing stripper happy hour, stripper story time. It's always drag queen. It's always LGBTQ elemental P people doing it. They don't want your kids to be straight. They're doing it because they want to normalize their debauchery as much as absolutely possible. And I always throw this qualifier out there. Normal gay people, I'm not talking to y'all. I know y'all stand with us on this, but if you're new here, just want to mention that. I'm talking to the nut job, pedophile, sexual deviants out there that think dressing up like a drag queen is a good idea. And you may say, Clay, that don't happen here. You're just too into the internet. You've gotten too deep in the weeds on Twitter. I'm glad you brought Twitter up, because one of the local drag queens here decided to get in one of my comments about last year or something like that, when I was talking about this very topic. And instead of agreeing with me and saying, yep, you know what, Clay, you're right. Drag queens don't need to be having kids sitting on their lap while they read stories at the local library. They were like, Clay, you're a vile, disgusting transphobe. I wish we could just get back to normal and start calling people what they are. crazy criminals. You're a criminal. I'm not much of like, I think people should be able to think whatever they want to think. I never want to be the thought police like Democrats. But if you don't think that drag queens being around kids is criminal, I think, no, as a matter of fact, I know you need to be put on a list. This is common sense stuff. If you think taking a kid to a drag queen show or even dressing them up and sending them up and down the runway like I see some of y'all do, like I see happen in other places, you need to be on a list. Just like I would need to be in jail if I took a minor to a strip club, a regular one. We need to pray. Lord, amen. Let's take a break. Words show, guys, we're going to go out with a bang right here. Thank you, Lane, for sending this to me on the Guns and Gear text line. Here's a drag queen in front of a big group of kids doing very bad things. I'm going to play this. If you're driving down the road, take a deep breath. Pull over if you can. If you're at work, sit down.
Today what we're going to do is we're going to shout, Free Palestine. Can I hear that?
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout,
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it, and you really want to show it, you're a drag queen and you know it, shout,
do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
With all due respect, what the hell is wrong with y'all? If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout Free Palestine. They're saying that to a room full of kids under 10 years old. That's why I get up every day. That's why I fight. That's why I don't care what you call me. I am going to be on the right side of history.